team is here, so we could actually get started.
So as you all know, we're only reviewing this project for about a half hour because they came only a few months ago and had a pretty positive response. This project is now at sketch and site plan amendment. They had gotten approval before the new sector plan was approved. And so now they need to amend their previous approval with the extension of the building onto an adjacent lot. And so we will at the end have a vote and also decide on whether or not we think the public benefit points is appropriate. So.
Sure. And maybe we could just introduce our team really quickly. So Heather Delapolsky, I'm the land use attorney on the project, and I apologize, I have a really bad head cold today, so like I'm having a hard time hearing. So I need like one of those little like cornucopia things to stick out of my ear. So why don't you scoot back here?
Hi, I'm Bruno Carvalho, the landscape architect, CGLA.
Hi, Laura Tallarico, Windows and Walker.
Anthony Pizzo, SKNI.
Neil Garadio, the Novo Property.
Mario Spagulescu, architect with SKNI.
And so I think Laura really kind of just set up the context pretty well and introduced it. Oh, and sorry, we started early, so you're not actually late. You want to introduce yourself?
Oh, Brad Fox Bowler.
So I think Laura really kind of just set it up pretty well to explain why we're here today. But we were before you all in the end of July, July 25th. And at that time, we presented the sketch and the site plan amendment because we're now amending the project to add 3 additional parcels to the original assemblage. And because we're amending now, we are under the new sector plan as well as the design guidelines and under the purview of the design advisory panel. So I think at that time, it was pretty fairly well received, the project, by the design advisory panel, but you did ask us to present some really mainly additional images, primarily of the, I guess I'll just call it the east side of the building and its relationship to the adjacent gallery apartments. So we're primarily here today just to provide you with an update and to show you those additional images that you're interested in seeing. So I'll turn it over to our architect. He'll just give a little bit of background to remind you, but then really focus on that additional information.
So those are just some refreshing images showing the location of the project of Auburn and Norfolk. First floor plan that shows the extension on the northeast would be of the additional of the 3 parcels. So you see the new retail on the orange. Typical floor plan. This is the upper floor plan. And the rooftop plan. And then this is the view from Auburn and Norfolk, the corner piece showing the adjacent buildings also. As we turn around towards Auburn, Norfolk, so frontal view. This is the view on the opposite corner showing the actually, this, the restaurant that is still going to be in place, the one at the corner, the lower building. And it shows also the building in the back, the apartment building. The opposite diagonally,
which is the one we asked for.
This is what you asked for, right? Yes. So this one shows the facade that is going to face the apartment, the existing apartment building on the eastern side. Aerial view showing how the terraces work with the setbacks and the relation to adjacent buildings. Again, this one shows we remove so we can see the building, we remove the apartment building, but this is what that view would be. If you leave in that building and look down, you would see this. Corner of the street level view showing the interaction with the sidewalk and how the retail may work. On the far right hand side, you see that orange blade as the portal of the entrance of the building. So the entrance again highlighted by the gap between the two pieces. This is the additional piece also that you asked us to provide. It shows the relation to the apartment building, the existing apartment building on the east side. So we didn't have this section the last time. This is the new section. And those are the images. We can go back if you have questions. Or
you didn't change a lot of stuff.
We address a few items. I mean,
right.
We look at the comments that we received the last time.
Right.
And I can highlight a few things that
right.
we did.
Because we talked about the corner zipper coming all the way down and uniting the base with the top.
So
and that doesn't seem to be addressed at all.
So on the corner
on
piece,
the corner.
What we do, we have this, let me change the view. We have these balconies that form the relation
right.
between the top and the bottom. So we have this setback and these blades sticking out. So we have this relationship that highlights the corner. However, we didn't want to actually place a tower at the corner or add additional elements that would detract from what we tried to achieve in the first place.
Yeah, well, I must say I'm not happy with that. I wish that that zone would come all the way down and be continuous and not have that very strong white spandrel coming across and breaking up, you know, the top from the bottom. I think you have a real opportunity to unite the base with the top, and you haven't done that. We also talked about the entrance piece being reflecting the balconies that came down and then over on the far on the right side. And that's where your entrance is to your apartment. We thought that was an opportunity to express that continuous zone. To mark entrance, etc.
And in fact, we did. So the entrance is here at the intersection of these two
yep.
bases, and then we have a stack of balconies that highlight these relationships. So, as I said, at the intersection, we have this node that for the entrance system, then we highlight that by the balconies. So you can experience that from far away. However, that is expressed with these balconies.
Was the balconies on that, kind of in the center of the building, was that
right.
a new element or that was there before?
No,
that was there before.
That was there before and we talked about that. And I had mentioned that I wasn't all that happy with the seating at the corner because it disrupted the pedestrian flows on the sidewalk, etc. And the response was that it had been okayed with DOT, DPS, and planning, and everyone agreed that the seating would be an interesting element. But that doesn't necessarily address my concerns.
I think the form is very interesting, Serpentown, and adds a lot of, you know, playfulness into the space, but I think we need to consider the dimension, how to maintain the pedestrian clear zone, because just by looking at
and
it, I think it's interfere with.
Yeah, because it encroaches on the
yes,
the sidewalk pathway.
Yes.
Yeah, our landscape architect is here, and I think he can speak to the pedestrian flow. You know, and I think in terms of our previous response about that seating being approved by DPS and DOT and park and planning, I think it's not so much even that it was approved. I think it was actually very enthusiastically received, and certainly pedestrian clear zone is something that DPS right of way was very focused on at the time. But our landscape architect is here, and he can, I think, speak to the dimensions of the free and clear to the extent that that's a concern for folks.
Yeah, it's over 12 feet clear. I mean, we have so much room in that intersection, so we want to do something special.
What are you saying? This?
Yeah, do you want to just go up and
right.
mention it for them, Bruno? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's 12 feet.
What Neil just did. That's 12 feet.
So this is 12 between here and
yeah.
here.
And then the other street, I think it's even more. It's like 15.
Right here.
Yeah.
On Auburn.
So you see how much space we have in that intersection. And when we bulbed out you know, there's a lot of room to create something that is both unique.
No, Jesus, sorry.
What's the dimension from the edge of the planter to the face of the building? Not
here?
The curbs, yes.
To there?
Yes.
So we have 12 plus 6, so 18.
Okay, so you actually have wider sidewalk.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, we're meeting the guidelines for the clear zones and the landscape verge.
What is the intention of the retail tenant there? Is that a food and beverage or just straight retail?
That corner, we don't have a retail tenant signed up yet, but we thought it'd be more of an amenity to the building, coffee shop type concept.
But not necessarily outside seating out by the shop windows?
Not necessarily. We haven't.
Well, this would preclude outside seating.
Right.
That's the issue, really. So it's the nature of the sidewalk experience. Also, the handicap access ramps down to the street are very close to the corner. And how do they relate across the street to the other side in terms of the flow? Essentially, my question really is.
They do seem close to the corner.
They seem close to the corner, and that's the flow. Where does it occur over here? And if that's the flow, where does it occur over here? They seem very tight to the corner. And these should disrupt the movement.
Yeah, so we have a drawing that shows that they line up really well.
Well, I wish you had that for your presentation, both in October as well as now.
Yeah. Well, it's been on the submittals to all the.
So this is where the curbs are over here and over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my major concern, go back to this image here, this one here, that one. The disruption between the lower part and the upper part of the building with this sort of stitch in between. We talked about the color of that stitch and how strong the white spandrel is across there, and then what looks like very timid structure, and then the heavier material of the base. And we're concerned about that intermediate zone.
But what is the concern? I understand, but what is the actual concern?
Well, that's our question. With what are you trying to express that as an open zone, or is it more units? They're just regular units in there, right? So
right.
Our question is the abruptness of the white. And the abruptness of the black, and then this intermediate zone, which doesn't seem to be part of either one, either the base or the shaft of the building.
Let me just interject real quick. I think the last time we saw this, I think it was generally a well-received building. I think that was a suggestion that you guys got from the panel, was to take a look at that zipper, if you will. And so I'm assuming that you did that and decided to keep it the way it was. I think that's the question. What's your justification for keeping as opposed to making the changes suggested?
What we try to do is create a building that actually has a strong separation between top and bottom. So this gap, the dark area that you see, or actually you see that the window stacks of basically is the same type of units you have, but basically that forms almost like a friction point or a clutch in a car or something like between two elements, and we wanted to have this separation as if the upper portion floats on the base. So if you look at the upper portion is a very light, airy, massing, while the bottom is more grounded, heavier, even the materials, the upper is panels, while the lower portion is masonry. So we wanted to have this separation actually emphasized.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that, but I'm questioning the black use. I guess those are bearing columns.
Those, what,
one, two, three, four, five across, that's that, that elevation.
I'm sure that in this span, we're gonna have columns.
Right. In other words, if you want it to be transparent, then why isn't it transparent? In other words, why is it something other than the base or the top? In other words, why isn't it, you know, all glass, if you really want to make the separation?
Because on the reality of actually making it work, we'll have walls that die into, we have demising wall between partitions that need to be soundproof. Therefore, we're going to end up with these elements anyway that are fairly solid. We're probably going to have vents or, you know, other structural elements. So at the end, and will be hard to pull the structure inwards far enough.
I understand that, but it's mostly it's the color and it's the perception that I'm having trouble with.
On the other hand, having the dark top, I mean, if you squint, the old architectural ladder, squint. Yeah, you got 2 6-story cubes that are light, that are floating over a more varied height base. And continuing that lower spandrel around is the same thing that happens on the right-hand cube, only it dies into the base, and so it's not visible.
Right.
But I know you think that there should be another balcony there, but there is another balcony there, but a projecting balcony. But from my standpoint, I can understand the justification that you've got a stepping lighter volume that needs, that you're saying, and I think I agree with you, needs to be completed with a heavier spandrel at the base of it that completes that illusion that it's floating over the lower level. And the same thing occurs on the, you see the lower spandrel on the right-hand component is also heavier. So, I mean, I think saying that should be a balcony may be arbitrary, in my humble opinion. I think that there is a possibility, in my opinion. I mean, I'm basically saying I think I am comfortable with the way that particular component works, which is the base spandrel. I think Carl's point about the fact that the vertical column covers might be something different materiality-wise and lighter might be a legitimate suggestion.
Can we stop on that comment? Because I don't understand that, what you're asking for in that vertical column. Can someone
add some color to that? Even if the silver spring, what I call a silver spring move, if those are just round concrete columns right there, which is everywhere in Silver Spring, then you get a real separation, right? Then you get separation between the dark here and the white here, and you'd have something different that kind of creates that separation, which I think is what you're trying to do. You're trying to separate those two masses.
Yeah, the beginning, we've always wanted.
But by making them dark.
No, you're right.
But by making them dark, it's almost like this. It's almost like that plane just coming up, except, there's yellow in it.
See, I would like to see if they were white, to see what would happen.
Well, then there wouldn't be less of a separation, right?
I'm sorry?
Would be less of a separation, right?
Well, okay, if it's the color of the glass, whatever the glass, tone is, etc.
That's the problem with the glass. It changes colors depending on the weather, the season, the
He's saying there may be some.
We can. I'm just thinking out loud. If we set the window back a bit and express those vertical, it wasn't like stitches, maybe this is what you...
Right.
Are they set back now?
No.
The glass is not set back?
No, because it will impact the unit.
So it's all flush.
So then somebody will have to give up square footage for that.
If it's all flush, my opinion, it could easily be spandrelite or something like that would continue that illusion that it's separate. I don't think the concrete.
Point, at this point, in my opinion, I think this is a pretty good building.
I do too.
And I think Carl's point, if I'm getting into the detail of it, I totally agree. And I think it's kind of weird. Weird's maybe too strong of a word, but it seems like, the idea is that that's a mass, that this is a mass, and that this is a mass.
Right.
But you've introduced a third layer to it, and that's the break. Mm-hmm. And, what would happen if that panel reads like a panel here, and then essentially that piece went away? And you just have this coming down because this is layering in front of
it's very proud.
Rather than in front of
I think that piece should be in front of the, you know, appear to be in front of the tower. And so in that regard, because you're just one story here, just by bringing those balconies down and by making this like these ones, it looks like this building used to come all the way down, and then you apply this to the front of it. And that, I think, is a stronger reading of what you're trying to do.
But you breaks again, down when you turn the corner.
Yeah, well, and then this becomes, you know, a...
So see, if it were, know, if it, if there
but
were,
again, I think we're quibbling.
Yeah.
I think it's probably,
yeah.
I think it's a nice building.
My only suggestion would be that the column covers might improve the building a little bit if they were a little less stark. But that's a subjective opinion.
Well, that's our job.
So I wasn't here for the initial review, so I would have other comments I'd make. But I don't think it's really fair to the applicant right now to make those comments. I mean, I know Norfolk Avenue pretty well. And quite frankly, I think this building will fit in nicely with Norfolk Avenue. I don't disagree with the comments both of you are making, but I also, I'm in support of a project like this. I think it's appropriate for Norfolk Avenue. I really do.
And I think the back facade, by the way, that you showed us seems very comfortable.
Consistent with the rest.
Consistent with the rest of the building, so I don't have any negative about that.
I wasn't here last time either. That's my first reaction when I saw the building. Simple, elegant, fit into the setting really well. The only comments I had was really the ground level, the seating. Make sure we have enough pedestrian clearing. So make sure.
Yeah.
And I think I think they do. I mean, I think it's kind of a very nice solution.
It is. It's make it really playful and the geometry and all that.
I actually like the base of the building. I think it'll fit in really nicely with Norfolk Avenue.
I think so too. So.
Yeah, the base I think is good.
Yeah,
it's just that intermediate zone and the lack of the.
Are those benches continuous or are they broken?
They're broken.
They are broken.
Each little squirrely line is continuous.
Can we go to
go to the first floor?
Yeah.
It's like four different. Yeah,
they're four different.
Yeah, so interesting.
Oh. Yeah. So that sort of cursive capital E right there, that's one piece?
Yeah.
How long is that? How long?
Maybe
dimension?
Total, less than 20 feet, maybe. It's about 16, 18 feet.
I mean, my only issue there is maybe there would be a little break or something. I mean, you have to actually walk around it to sit on it.
Right.
A break in the middle.
Yeah, so that it's more of pieces rather than a big thing. You know, I think it just adds a little bit more porosity to it so that people can kind of get around it.
People jaywalking, they don't
have to go. Well, and they can sit on a piece and they don't have to sit next to the guy they really don't want to sit next to. And whatever.
Are you suggesting on all three of them broken up or just that one?
Well, I think that the bigger ones, just, you know, and it doesn't, I think that the shapes could kind of be continued. I mean, it's sort of fanciful and everything, but I just think that it might get better used if it was a little bit more, you know, broken so that it appears like it's several benches rather than just two benches.
Yeah, we can do that.
For the two curb ramps, they're so close to each other, can we bind them into one so that you don't have a lot of paving cut?
And DPS
that's mostly,
doesn't like that.
No?
So,
this seems really close.
Yeah, they want it to be two separate ramps. That's just their...
Then you have to cut a lot of pavers in between those two curb ramps.
Yeah, it's an ADA standard that they be separate ramps so they're directly aligned with the receiving ramps.
Okay.
All right, so are there any other comments?
Just one other brief comment. I'm going to go back to where we were, but this view really points out the fact that the upper two cubes are articulated, they're sort of a random pattern of ins and outs as differentiated from the lower base, which is orthogonal, and I think that that even more justifies the fact that you would like each of those cubes to be clean and pristine and not try and tie them together with a zipper balcony arrangement. I mean, I think this points out that they really are separate elements that are floating over a more conventional, traditional base. And tying them together may not accomplish a great deal. So I'm more in favor of where you got it.
Okay. Do we have any other comments? No? To generally summarize then, it sounds like folks are generally supportive of the project. However, if possible, if you could explore how to look at the material in that transition zone and possibly use a lighter material or blend better with the glass in that transition area. But otherwise, also to ensure that there's pedestrian movement on the sidewalk, possibly breaking up the benches as well. But those seem to be the overarching comments. How many benefit points is the project looking for exceptional design? So the project is looking for 10 exceptional design points out of 30. Do folks think that that is a reasonable amount for this project?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I got one other comment.
Oh, please.
I'll just say it because this building is proposing canopies on top of the first floor, and I would like to applaud you for that. I think that I wish we had more buildings in the city that had canopies rather than awnings, you know, or all the different types of awnings, and I think it will be very nice at this corner. I think that'll be very elegant.
What's the material?
Look like glass.
Metal glass. Metal frame with the glass. Yeah. Great.
Okay. And then now we'd like to do the vote for those. We're going to do three options, either support with conditions, or not support the project. So first, who would like to support the project? So we have four of the five, and then support with conditions. So what are your conditions, Carl, just to meet those recommendations that we said, or other conditions? Okay, the conditions that I just summarized. Okay. Great, and not support, we didn't have anyone. Okay, all right, fantastic.